Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Mike Peskin for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Over the weekend, an obit ran in the New York Times. A 39-year-old named Perry Moore, author of a book about gay superheroes. He was the man who passed away. And it was one of those obits where a sentence jumped out at me and I began thinking about it. And I said to myself, I wish I could have talked to Perry about this. Perry began giving speeches in which he cited his own research showing that more than 60 gay and lesbian comic book characters have been ignored, maimed, or murdered. Yes, bad things do happen to all people, Mr. Moore said. But are there positive representations of gay characters to counterbalance the negative ones? Now, here was my own thought process. I immediately said, it's comic books. I've read some comic books over the years. Bad things happen, like Perry said, to all the heroes. I mean, Superman and Captain America. Almost all our heroes have died in one iteration or another. So I did a little mental math, and I said, well, who are the Jewish superheroes I know? The Thing from the Fantastic Four, he's supposedly Jewish, or he's depicted as Jewish in the comics. Well, he does well. He's a strong guy. Good things have happened to him. Kitty Pryde from the X-Men, she's Jewish, and, you know, she's popular. She's around. She's never been brutally maimed or anything like that. And Magneto, he was a concentration camp survivor from the X-Men. Can you tell I read a lot of X-Men? He was a bad guy, gets locked up on occasion, but it doesn't seem that too many bad things happen to Jewish superbook heroes. Of course, Superman was created by Jewish comic book authors, and yet the gay comic book heroes, it was a big deal about 15 years ago when they existed at all. But according to the late Perry Moore, who wrote a book about it called Hero, about a gay comic book hero who doesn't have to experience torture or maiming, gay comic book heroes are really at a huge disadvantage. And to join us and talk about this is Vito Del Santo of Jim Hanley's Universe, and that's the huge comic book store. Where are you guys located?
33rd and 5th.
Well, Vito, welcome to WNYC.
And thank you very much.
Before Perry died, were you familiar with his argument or his work or even the book Hero?
I was familiar with it in passing. It was something that had come up a couple of times. Every year we try to do a gay and lesbian kind of weekend where we bring in a couple of gay and lesbian creators to kind of talk about the state of gay and lesbian comics, creators and characters as well. So, again, it passed my mind. It had been brought up once or twice before. So, yeah, I was vaguely familiar with it.
That's pretty cool. How long have you been doing that?
I've been here almost 10 years in April, so it seems like we've been doing it for about 10 years.
And over the last decade, if, you know, someone were to give a state of the gay comic book hero address, how has the state changed?
The state of the comic book, gay comic book hero?
Yeah.
Still in the closet, probably. More or less, you know, there are some characters that are coming out more and more. There are some characters that are being created specifically to address that market. But, you know, when you look at, you know, the history of comics starting from 1938 with Action Comics to now, there's really not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they're not represented as well as, you know, even African American characters aren't really, you know, represented as well as, say, the white Anglo-Saxon, you know, beacon of hope like Superman or Batman or something like that. You know, I'm half Puerto Rican, and there are maybe two Puerto Rican characters. So, I mean, most minorities aren't represented well in the industry.
Is that because of who writes the books or who reads the books, do you think?
Honest opinion, probably closer the former than the latter. I think, you know, the readership is wide. You know, the demographic, if you were to, you know, put it down on paper, as far as race and people that read and, you know, even sex, I think you're going to find, like, a wide variety of people. But when you look at the creators, there are very few women.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few minorities that are getting the big work, you know, and, you know, it's hard to say, pill to swallow, but it seems like the higher tier characters, your Supermans, your Spider-Mans, your your Batmans even, they don't get the smaller name minority creators on them, you know, because they, you know, bottom line is they have to sell books. And if someone doesn't have any kind of cachet or any kind of celebrity like a Grant Morrison or a Brian Michael Bendis, you know, they're probably not going to get written by somebody like
those are the big comic book authors.
I don't know. I'm not trying to say who's got a bigger name or who doesn't in the industry. You know, it's hard to say from one day to the next.
Right. No, I get the point. And our number is 212-433-9692. If you have thought, or if you are in fact a gay comic book fan and have thought about Perry Moore's Central Point, I haven't put it to you yet. Mm-hmm. Perry Moore's Central Point was about first that there weren't any gay characters, then there were, but he lists 60 who have been brutally killed or maimed. If you read comic books, bad things happen to a lot of characters. Is it a fair point that he was making as you look at the very few gay superheroes? Have they been disproportionately punished as opposed to their straight or, you know, at least in the closet brethren?
I would say intentionally no, but I would posit that those characters are probably more or less supporting characters.
Right.
These are characters that probably don't support their own comic. Batwoman probably recently supported Detective Comics, which is, you know, as you know, one of the oldest longest running comic books.
And people of all stripes know Batwoman, and in the latest iteration, she was a lesbian.
But that's probably the only case of that happening. More often than not, like I said, they're probably supporting characters, and I think it's probably safe to say the supporting characters get killed off a lot more often than leading characters.
Right. So you wouldn't say so. It's more that supporting characters are like the third member of the Star Trek crew who is always fodder. And you don't notice any brutal killings of a gay character. It doesn't jump out at you. Or do members of the panel say, hey, this is a problem? Hey, why was North Star, with great fanfare, Marvel introduced him as the first openly gay character? Why was he brutally killed by Wolverine, who could be possibly the most popular Marvel hero there is?
I think, you know, the brutality involved with North Star, you could even say, you know, Batwoman back again, because she, in her first appearances in 52, she was actually slated to die in it and be sacrificed by this cult. But she, you know, it got staved off, and, you know, she survived. She got a big stab wound, but she survived. But again, you know, like, the brutality is probably in proportionate to the artwork that's being produced. You can say someone's getting eviscerated by Wolverine and do it all off panel, but if you show it, it just seems it's more brutal. So I don't know that it's. I'm not gonna claim ignorance, but I'm also not going to say that it's not unfair. You know, because it does happen a lot more often to the characters. Because, you know, once you notice it, you start noticing the patterns.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would say that anybody that gets killed by Wolverine is probably going to get killed and disemboweled and beheaded.
Yeah, disappear a person. I'm trying to get Gregory on Manhattan to join us quickly. Gregory, you there? I think I'm having a trouble getting him up. Maybe you guys could help me get Gregory up. Hey, Gregory?
Hi.
Thanks for joining us quickly, because we don't have much time, but it seemed like a very good point.
Okay. I think there's a tension between the desire to keep superheroes as mythological figures and the desire to kind of make them more sophisticated literary figures, between introducing new facets, such as gay or minority characters, and having them stay in the kind of mold which they were created, which happens to be, although it's not probably a coincidence, straight and Protestant white looking. So I think that tension is something that constantly leads to back and forth with these characters. And when you have a gay character that's introduced, perhaps the next writer will kill them off because they're not part of the mythology that was there before. And since gay characters, aside from Batwoman, are not for the...
Yep.
The
You know what, Gregory? We got to leave it right there, but I get the basic point, and it was a good point to add. And Vito Del Santi of Jim Hanley's Universe, thanks for joining us. It was just, you know, an interesting and offbeat discussion.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks very much, Vito. And we will be back. This is Mike Pesca in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC.